Yeah. So, let's go on, Tysus. Tysus says, "Miktas mashma v'yushalmi perek chaloin, v'mubin das is teischim der aiso." That means Rabban in the case of Yamri can't be tining sheish b'das, can't be tining sheim b'das. Beizuneshich mashma the less teischim der aiso. Gassina Rais Farm caught on the Yiddish Dichus less than his him with the Rabban in Isle. Yes, Farm the Gassim with the Rabban. Clara, it sounds like Tysus is juxtaposing the Yushalmi, which we'll talk about in a second what exactly it says, the Yushalmi with the Gemara Nezer Neshech, the Yushalmi smash with the Kotan has him with the Raisa, and the Gemara Nezer Neshech, Lipsforim, it says that the Kotan only has Chia Midrabban, and he doesn't have Chia Midrais. That's what it's the Pashub Shad here in the Tesis. Hagam, with the right away note, that the Yushalmi is talking about to be Zoychel Acherim, Kotan being Zoychel Acherim. That's the context over there, being a Kotan being Zoychel in Meister Shay, being paid the Meister Shayni Lacherim, or a Kotan being Zoychel in Shituf Mavuz Lacherim. And the Gemara is in Eshech Stomer Acherim being Zeicha for a cotton. That's the context over there. Chorus is Siyua to the Shach. That's Hainu Ach. What's the difference? It's all the same issue of Skiya Mitam Shlichus. So, first of all, what's the Yushalmi? And where is it Mashman Yushalmi that a cotton Sheish Beidas, whatever that is, cotton Sheish Beidas, whatever it even means, what does it mean? What is the cotton Sheish Beidas? And where is it Mashman Yushalmi that he has Chia Deraisa? It says, can't Sheish Bedas, can't Sheish Bedas. Where does it say in Yushalmi that a Kotan has Chia Deraisa? So, the context of the Yushalmi is that Yushalmi is on the Mishnah of, Yushalmi is on the Mishnah of Shittuf Mavuz. They can be Mezakeh, you can be Meshatef, you can be Mezakeh, the Shittuf Mavuz, through the Kotan to the Bnei Amovi. But here's Yushalmi. Okay, Moshe points out that really this sugya, the exact same sugya you have in Meisr Sheni on the Mishnah of Shitufim of Ketz and Marina on Meisr Sheni, the Mishnah of the Gemara quoted in Gittin. This sugya say Yishalmi is word for word, as the Moshe points out, is the same sugya you have over there in Meisr Sheni, and probably the Gemara is going more on the Mishnah of Meisr Sheni, even though the Gemara transplants it, Yishalmi transplants it over here. But the Chor is primarily going to the Mishnah Meister Sheni, as we'll see from the Hemshech of the Yushalmi. Because the Kashan Yushalmi, yes, is a Kashan one on Meister Sheni, not over here in Erevin. So the Yushalmi is going on, let's say, the Mishnah Meister Sheni. The Mishnah Meister Sheni says that a Kotan, you could be paid a Meister Sheni if you want to be married, if you want to get out of giving Chaimish, having to pay Chaimish to be paid a Meister Sheni. So you give the money to your Shifcha, and then she's paid it. She's already out of Bayim, she wanted to Moshe Chaimish, and she's paid it on your behalf. So, Chayit says in that Mishnah, as the Gemara Gittin points out, that a Kotan could be Zoychel Acher, Zoychel Atzmai and Zoychel Acher, Paidel Atzmai, she could be Paidel Acher, that's like meaning Zoychel Acher. So the Yushalmi asks, how does a shtim with Rav Yochanan? Yushalmi says like this, that Bishlama, according to Rabbanon de Taman, the Rabbanon of Bavel, Rabban and Babel, Yushalmi said, they held that there's a Kotan who could be Zoychem Midiraisa. Because there's a level of Kotan who has enough Gdas to be Zoychem Midiraisa. The Yushalmi brings a memra from Amiroi Babel that there's two levels, there's three levels. There's a level of Tsar Bezarkoi, that's like a sub level. Egois Bezarkoi, give him an Egois, he throws it away, you give him a rock, and that he plays with. So that's obviously a Kotlin didn't reach any level at all. So that's it's like Kazer Klash, but he had no Kinyonim at all. Then you have a level that we had in the Gemara that we're familiar with from the Sugin Gittin of Tzor Bezorkoi Egois Vinoitloi, that he knows to keep the Egois and to throw away the Tzor. So that's, he has a Kinyon, says the Yerushalmi, such a Kotlin has a Schia Asdar Kisholim. So Schia only on the level of Kisholim, like the Derabonim, the Kishia. Really, even less than the Derabonim. That Kisholim is less than the Derabonim. That Kisholim means he's Zoicha, but if somebody takes it away from him, he can't be Maitzid and Basedin. Sorry, that's at least what the Gemara says in on that mission about Matthias Chayr Shaykh to the Kotlin. So that's and then there's a higher level cotton of tzoru matznioi, of egois matznioi. That not only does he keep the egois, but he puts it away. He saves it. He puts it in his piggy bank. Puts it away in his drawer. That's really a higher level of das of a cotton. And there he has says the Yerushalmi, Tamon Omar from Rav Nachum Bar Yankee from Amoroi Bovel, that there already it's gezel gomer. Gezel gomer. Gezel Gomer could mean Gezel der Eisel. It's Kinyan der Eisel. Says the Yishami, so Bishlam, according to Rabban and the Tamon. So I understand that there's such a thing as a Kotlin who has Gezel Gomer, who has a Schia Gomorrah. So such a Kotlin, I understand, could be paid the Maisa Shani, or could be Mishur, could be Zeich in the Shittufim of voice, but the Ne'am of it. But according to Rav Yochanan says, according to Rav Yochanan, who says La'olam ein gzeiloi mechuvar ad sheyovish deisayas, that he doesn't, that a kotan does not have kinyan gomor. Can't even, if he's coming, it's not really called gezel. It's only a darkish shalom. Till he reaches godless, till he reaches deisayas. Because there's no higher level. The maximum level is you have to bring deisayas in order to have a kinyan gomor. And Rabbi Yehoshua says b'shem Rav Yochanan, that hadod dat omer hitzi mene bedin aber the carbon shul kol yam mei dat shel vishtei sayers. That even if you hold like a bit, even if you'll say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yavos says, it's a little bit obscure what Yishami say. The way the Mefarshim of the year say it means, even if you say that it's more than Darkish Shalom, let's say you hold like a Yosi, that a Kotlin has Gezel Gomer, but it's Gezel Gomer with the Vrayim, but it's not Gezel Gomer with the Reisim. So it's certainly not a Kinyan the Reisim. Kotlin certainly doesn't have a Kinyan the Reisim until he's maybe Shtei Cyrus. He's saying B'Shem Rav Yochanan, that a Kotlin, until he brings Shtei Cyrus, even if he the Sheet is that he has a Kinyan, but it's a Kinyan the Abad, it's not a Kinyan the Reisim. So the Gemara is asking a Kasha. What's the Kasha? If he only has a Kinyan the Rabbanon, this is why I said I think this pasuk is more of in the mission of Maaseh Sheni. On this mission, everyone wants the kasha. But if he has a kinyan gomer, so it can be mizayich from the bnei. Even if it's only kinyan derabbanan for shittuf and mavush, should be good enough. The kasha is primarily on Maaseh Sheni. Maaseh Sheni, you need already a kinyan deraisa. How could you be played a Maaseh Sheni? How could a shivcha be played a Maaseh Sheni lacherim? Mail according to rabbanan de tamon. We're talking about a case of a shivchu who reached the level of tzorah matznioi. It's a high level kotlin who has his chiyah deraisa. According to Yochanan, there's no such level. Achi yovish deisayris, there's never a kinyan deraisa. It's maximum either darkish sholem or maximum of a kinyan derabonim, but never a kinyan deraisa. So how could a shivchu who's a ketana be paid a maisa sheni? And Gemara brings a siyut to this from a pasuk that Yishami has a siyut from a pasuk. El re'eu, atshiyeke re'eu. Ki itin ish el re'eu, atshiyeke re'eu. But a kotlin can never be zeicha. On a deraisa level, you have to have ish el re'eu. The zechiyah has to be ish el re'eu. A kotlin can never be zeicha. It's mashma even with that, parenthetically, it's mashma even with that secheres machna. Ki itin ish el re'eu, that secheres machna. And Yishami holds that it's never a kinyan deraisa. You need ish el re'eil, a cotton, even by Das Acher's Machin apparently, a cotton can never be Zeicher. So how you play to the Maaseh Sheni? There's a line I don't know what to do with, and I think it doesn't belong here. I think it goes later about Shittus and Plutus. What is Plutus going to help? That's only a Din D'Rabbanan. I don't know, there's a piece here about Plutus, I don't know how that fits. And then the Gemara says, it says, Rabbanan de Kesar and Armin kan b'sheyesh b'das latinoi, kan b'sheyem b'das latinoi. That's the line that Tosis quotes. And Tosis says, you see in that Yerushalmi that a katan sheyesh b'das has a schir there, I say. You don't look too much in the nice detail over there. I don't know. There's a PC with Bluetooth. I don't know exactly what's going on. I don't know if Tosis learned that this. I don't know. I think Tosis learns that this when the Gemara says "Kan b'sheish b'das lishul kan b'sheim b'das kan b'sheish b'das kan b'sheim b'das." I think Tosis learns that this is a teretz for Rav Yochanan. The Gemara never answered Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said it's only kinyan d'rabbanan. How do you play to the Ma'aseh Sheni? The Gemara hasn't answered that. So yeah, the way we have the gears, the Gemara got involved with other things. What's the difference between the shivcha and a ketana? The shifra, you could be mezaka the erev of ketana, you can't be mezaka the erev. We're already going on, we're already in different discussions. I don't know why that has to be the raisa. Plutus is only the rabbanim. I don't know. I'm not quite sure what's going on over there. There's a piece here in the shama that I don't really know how to make sense of. But the last line is kam b'sheyesh b'das, kam b'sheyesh b'das, kam b'sheyem b'das. And Tosi says that means the raisa. That a ketinuk who has das is zeichem the raisa. And a ketinuk who's ketinuk who's ain't b'das is not zeichem the raisa. Where's the remesh that it has to do with the raisa? I think Tosi's learned. That is going. This is the Rav Yochanan. That Rav Yochanan said that a katan only has a kinyan derabbanan. So how could he be playing the Ma'aseh Sheni? So the Teretz is kam b'sheyesh b'das, kam b'sheyem b'das. Rav Yochanan is talking about an ordinary tinoi, gachi avish desayrus. But the Mishnah that says that you could be played with the shivcha, that a shivcha could be played the Ma'aseh Sheni, is talking about a tinoi sheyesh b'das, a tinoi who has the das of a gadol. A child who's not yet, he wasn't maybe Shnei Sarais, but he has the das of a gadol. So a tinek who has the das of a gadol could be Zoichem Yidereisa. It was Chiyas Holy and Das. So don't have to literally be Shnei Sarais. If he was Shnei Sarais, there's a presumption that he has Das. But if we see that he has Das like a gadol, then he doesn't have to be Shnei Sarais and give his Zoichem. And that's the case of a Shivcha who could be played to the Ma'aseh Sheni. I think that's how Tosis learned. That's why Tosis saw that Kan B'sheish B'das is a Chiyas Dereisa. Otherwise, where does it say here in the Shaman that that's a Din Dereisa? That Yesh B'das is a Din Dereisa. Putus not Dereisa. It's nothing to do with Putus. It's going back on the original, on the Kasha, Rav Yochanan from the mission. I think that's the Pshat. Lama Zoga. Question we're learning. So that's the Yerushalmi. So what is that here in Yerushalmi? I mean, I think that's a Tosis on this Yerushalmi again, because if you go to this piece with the Pu'utos before the way we have the Gersh in the Yerushalmi, so we're busy with the Derabban. I don't see even how it makes sense. The way we have the Gersh in the Yerushalmi, basically said Meshem Reshmul Rav Yitzchok, Yordu lo b'shitas ha-Pu'utos. So the nice thing came, learn this like a Teretz, that it's talking about where he reached the Inus ha-Pu'utos. That's how he's able, that's how this Kotten is able to be Zeich in the Erev. Karbonetis says, Erev is only the Rabbanon, so it's enough to reach the Oinus HaPutus. What does that help? Erev is only the Rabbanon, but what happened to the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni? The Maaseh Sheni need the Raisa. That was Yishami's Kash in the first place. I don't know, maybe I needed to spend more time with the Pneumosh and the Karbonetis. I sort of just assume. It says in Tosis over here, Kadim Sheish B'das, Kadim Sheim B'das, and Tosis says that it says in Yishami that it's a Din Deraisa. It's a Schir Deraisa. What does it say? Because we're busy with Maaseh Sheni. Maaseh Sheni is Deraisa. I think that's a Tosis Ben Zagumar. Maybe you should double check if there's some other way to get through this Yerushalmi. But let's say for the time being. So it says in Yerushalmi, says Tosfos, that a katan whose yesh b'das has a chiyah d'oraisa. So Tosfos says, but on the other hand, for saying on the other hand, in the Gemara Nezu Neshech, Roy Svarim, the Gersa is that a katan only has chiyah midrabanan. Chiyah midrabanan is. So kilo, it's a stira between the Yerushalmi and the Gemara Nezu Neshech. So, first of all, let's go with Derech, go step by step. Where's this deal over here? Maybe, who told Tosfos that the Gemara Nezu Neshech is talking about a cotton sheesh beidas? Maybe the Gemara Nezu Neshech is talking about a regular cotton who's not such a big prodigy. Like Rabbi Yochanan himself. Rabbi Yochanan said, Achi Yovish Deisiris. What do you mean? A tinu sheesh beidas has a yad? Rabbi Yochanan is not talking about a tinuk sheish bedas. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a tinuk sheim bedas. What does he mean, ein bedas? He doesn't have this das like a gadol. He's a childish tinuk, a regular tinuk. A yesh bedas, a tinuk, a das like a gadol, he could be zoichem with the raisa. But a regular tinuk, Rabbi Yochanan says, actually, yovish deisaris. So maybe the Gemara Nezu Neshech is also going on a tinuk who's a regular tinuk, who's ein bedas. Where did I see b'chal that there's a tension here between the Yishalmi and the Gemara Nezu Neshech? So, I think the answer would be, we could answer, as Mistaba. The svara that a tinek who's yesh by das, a tinek who's precocious and has das like a gadol, that Yishami says that he already has a schir deraisa. A regular tinek, Rabbi Yochanan said, is only has a schir deraisa when he brought Shtei Cyrus. Until he brings Shtei Cyrus, he only has a schir of Dr. Sholom, or maybe a schir derabonon, but never a schir deraisa. But if he has das, he has a schir deraisa. He's like a deraisa. That's a svara in Schir. Schir for himself. He has a yad. Kinikus Yesh Badas has a yad. But the guy that didn't that a cotton has no shlichus. Doesn't make which is a miyut, atam gamatam. Shlo shemanu, that there it should make a difference if he has a if he's Yesh Badas or Amidas. If a cotton has no shlichus, he has no shlichus. Cotton is much more shlichus, it doesn't matter if he has das or doesn't have. That mistaba that there should matter if he has das, a cotton who has das, not as much more shlichus. Just a cause of atom gam atom. Is he chayv mitzvahs cotton sheish by das? Is he? He's not terim. So if he's not terim, it's a chiluk das and das. But the Yerushalmi says that a cotton who has who's yesh by das could be zoichel lacherim. Not only zoichel atzmi, he's zoichel lacherim. He's paid to the meisa sheni lacherim. So mele, I understand the Yerushalmi's busy. How does he have a yad? That's the sugis Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi's busy with how does he have a yad? Because a cotton only has a kinyan of Dakis Shalom. How does he have a kinyan at all? Does he have a yad at all? That's the sugya of Yerushalmi. Rabbanon Taman said, Egwes Matznio, he has a yad. Rabbi Yechon said, no, cotton never has a yad. It's always Dakis Shalom. So Yerushalmi answers, if it's Yesh Baidas, then all of a sudden he gets a yad. So that explains how his yad to be claimed for himself. But how is he Zeichel Acherim? To be Zeichel Acherim, that's already Shlichus. Taisus holds Chiz Mitam Shlichus. So how's this cotton who's Yesh Baidas Zeichel Acherim? But he has to be Zoichel Acherim. He's being put in the Maaseh Sheni Lacherim. So what's the answer to that, presumably? What would you answer to that? I mean, this is not new things to we need to come out to it. What's the Pashat answer? A Kotan Sheyesh Beidas. So I understand that since he's Yesh Beidas, he has a Yad to be Zoichel for himself. If he will be Ein Beidas, there he has no Yad to be Zoichel for himself. Kol Shekin to be Zoichel for others. But if it's a cotton sheesh b'das, so the Yishami is mechadish, a cotton sheesh b'das, a precocious cotton, he has a yad midaraisa to be zeicha for himself. Fine, so he has a yad to be zeicha for himself, but how could he be a shliach to be zeicha for others? How could he be zeicha for others? Also, that's from the Gemara Gittin, that whatever a cotton could do for himself, he could be a shliach to do for others. There's no miyut of atan gam atan. He goes into atan. Whatever he could do, he's an atan. So that's the chor of the pasuk shat in Yishami. Just Tosfos, that's already against the Gemara in Bar Metzia, because the Gemara in Bar Metzia says that a katan cannot be zoich, that you, Gemara Bamitzia says that you cannot be zoich, you can only be zoich for a katan with Rabbanon. You can only be zoich for a katan with Rabbanon. Shlichus lestay schiyah midiraisa istay. So it says to that, Gemara says in Musiyah, that you can only be zoicha for a katan midirabanon. Why can he only be katan for? Why can he only be zoicha for midirabanon? He can be zoicha for himself. What's that? Who says he can be zoicha for himself? If he's anybody das, how could he even be zoicha for himself? What do we really answer over here? So maybe we'll. I said, we're at the who told Tosis that Gemara Bamitzia is talking about a katan who has a yad to be zeichah for himself? Maybe we're talking about a katan who doesn't have a yad to be zeichah for himself. So that's why he only has. That's why you can only be zeichah for him midrabbanan, because he doesn't have a yad to be zeichah for himself. So he doesn't have shlichus. So you can only be zeichah for him midrabbanan. They were mezaken schiel a katan, but at their eisa level, like I said at the beginning, that they were mekayim mezaken, that you find zochin the katan, that's only midrabbanan, midraisa schiel mitam shlichus. What Tosis want from Gemara Bamitzia? There's still no problem. There's still no steer. We haven't really gained. We haven't moved anywhere. At the end of the day, it's still sure. The Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi is talking about a katan sheyesh beidas. Katan sheyesh beidas. He can be zoichel la'atzmai. If he can be zoichel la'atzmai, then he can be zoichel la'cherem because he's bechalatim. It's easier than nafshei. But the Gemara in Ezu Neshech, maybe it's talking about, which is talking about being zoichel for a katan. But what's the difference? For a katan. Either way, you're talking about being zoichel for a katan. Maybe. So it says you can't be zoichel for a katan only with Rabbana. What's the problem? Of course not. Because we're talking about a katan she'en beidas, katan doesn't have a yad, and you can only be zoicha for him. He doesn't have a yad. So if he doesn't have a yad, because he's en beidas, he doesn't have a yad to be zoicha for himself. So if he doesn't have a yad to be zoicha for himself, he has no shlichus and schiyah mitam shlichus. So therefore, says the Gemara, for such a katan, you can only be zoicha midrabbanan, not midraisa. So what does Tosfos want? Where's the steer between the Yerushalmi and the Gemara in the Neshech? That's the first major problem. What does Tosfos see? Yerushalmi l'chora is altogether not even so. I mean, Yerushalmi is a. Passage in Tosfos is very strange. The Chodesh Yerushalmi is not such a big mitzvah, and the Gemara Mitzvah is not such a big mitzvah. In the light of everything we've seen so far in Tosfos, the Yerushalmi is not, in the issues that we're discussing, this Yerushalmi is not even so radical. It says in Yerushalmi that a katan can be zeicher for himself, can be zeicher lacher. There's a chiddush in Yerushalmi that a katan who's yesh beidas has a schiel for himself midiraisa. Tosfos before said that's a chres machnis, has a schiel deraisa. The Yerushalmi says a katan yesh beidas has a schiel deraisa. But in the Nekudah, what he's asking from Ezu Neshech, there's a katan, is there shlichus for a katan? Is there shlichus for a katan? Is there zochin l'onim shloim b'fanim for a katan? Or not? Yerushalmi doesn't say anything that we haven't already seen in Gittin. Whatever is yisiv ben nafshei, there's shlichus. So a katan who has a shlichus, who has das, Yerushalmi is b'chadish, he's yisiv ben nafshei. So he has zochin. Okay, not so surprising. And the Gemara Mesiyah is not so surprising. The Gemara Mesiyah says that a katan, let's say a regular katan who's ein by das, and he has no schir deraisa, and let's say it's not cooking about das acheres machne, so it has no shlichus, but shlichus less than schir isle. Schir midrabon isle, because since he has no shlichus, he only has schir midrabon. And something that he has no, that's less of a nafshay, that he has no shlichus, he only has schir bon, because schir mitam shlichus. Not only is it not really a steer between the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, and the Gemara Ezu Neshech, I don't even, l'chora, at first glance, there doesn't seem to be anything even newsworthy in this Yerushalmi and the Gemara Ezu Neshech, in the issues that Tosfos has been discussing. There's nothing even surprising. Yeah, a katan who has a yad can be zeicher lacher, or a katan who doesn't have a yad, so he only has chiyah midrabbanan. You can only be zeicher for midrabbanan. Like Tosfos said at the beginning, even the madam is zochin the katan, but it's only drabbanan because chiyah mitam shlichus. But what if they even see?
Maybe there's an added Gzela Gamor, and Tosos used Gzela Gamor as Dereisa. That's not in the Gemara in Gittin.
Yeah, that's true. It says in Yerushalmi, a Chiddush, that a Kotan who is Yeshvei Das has a Schil in Hashemi Dereisa. But that's like a Sama Chiddush, that there's another way to have a Schil Dereisa. Tosos before talked about Das and Eres Machne. Now Tosos is Machadish. Right? Tosos, because that Tosos is built from the Gemara in Gittin. That the Shrub Zorki has a Schir der Aisa because the Das Nachher is Machne. And now Tosh had another kind of Schir der Aisa, another way to have a Schir der Aisa with the Yeshbei Das. But the Chor, that's for sure, has nothing to do with the Gemara and Ezo Neshech. The Chor, this stira between the Gemara and Ezo Neshech and the Gemara and the Yerushalmi that Tosh is somehow addressing, this is because he's seen in the Gemara and the Yerushalmi that a Kotlin has Zochin Lorim Shlodifonim, has Schir Lacher. And it says in Ezo Neshech that a Kotlin doesn't have Zochin Lorim Shlodifonim. In opposite directions, but that's Sakol Echo. Schia for others for him, that's irrelevant. But it says in Yerushalmi that a Kotlin has Schia for others. And the Gemara Mamasiya says a Kotlin does not have, there is no Schia for others to a Kotlin. That's the steer that Tosha sees in Yerushalmi. What do you mean? There's no steer, there's no problem, there's not even anything original. In Yerushalmi it says that a Kotlin who has Schia and Hashay could be Zaycha for others. And the Gemara Nezim Neshech says that a Kotlin who doesn't have Schia and Hashay, others can't be Zaycha for him. Where's there even a problem over here? So first I thought, let me tell you my the steps of the way, what I was saying. So first I thought that maybe we'll say that Tosis held that when a gadol is zeicha for a katan, remember Tosis holds that's the chayes machne is chidder as. So maybe Tosis thought that the Gemara and the Messiah is talking about a gadol being zeicha for a katan. That's the case over there. A gadol being zeicha for a goy, a gadol being zeicha for a katan. That's the nidin of the sugya. So maybe Tosis thought when a gadol is zeicha for a katan, remember we had a suffix yesterday. Maybe that's automatically called Das Acheres Machne. Because the Gadol has the Das, so it's Das Acheres Machne. We said that's open for, it's up for grabs, it's a variable. Not clear to me if that's called Das Acheres Machne or not. So let's say that that's called Das Acheres Machne. Maybe it was Pashut to tell you that's called Das Acheres Machne. So that's the case that comes out, that when we're talking about a Gadol being Zoycha for a Kotlin, which is the Gemara in Ezen Neshek, we're always talking about Das Acheres Machne, in which case, L'nafshei, the Kotlin has Chir Der Aisa. I mean, it's a case where it's a case of Das Acheres Machne. By Das Acheres Machne, it's Isa B'Nafshei. And yet it says in the Gemara of Amatziah, in the Rav Sfarim at least, that it's still only a Chir Der Abonon. So you see that even when it's Isa B'Nafshei, still is no Chir by a Kotlin. And that's really against the Yerushalmi. If that's the case, so, and then it's talking against the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi says that a Kotlin who's Isa B'den Hashay, if he's, let's say, a Yeshbei Das, so he has Kinyonim for himself, the Yerushalmi says he could be Zeichel for others too. So in the Yerushalmi you see the Yisoid, that whatever Isa B'den Hashay, he could be Zeichel, there's this Chi as well. And yet, in the Gemara Bamitzia, it's a case of Isa B'den Hashay, because it's a Yisrael, a Godel, a Bardas being Zeicha for a Kotlin. So it's Das Acheres Machne, it's Isa B'den Hashay. And yet it says that there's no Schia. Oh, that's already a respectable steer. But if that's the case, then the Gemara Bamitzia is not only against the Yerushalmi, it's against the Gemara Gittin. Everything that Tosis is built up from the Gemara Gittin. That's from the Gemara Gittin, Tosis is Mechiach, that something which is Isa B'den Hashay, a Kotlin has Schia there, Isa. The Ravasi said that he's Zoychel Atzma, he's Zoychel Acherim, Tosis is built up, that must be on a Deraisa level, because the Gemara was Madama to Maisha Sheni Deraisa, the whole Tosis. Person Gittin explains, because it's Isa B'den Hashay, Isa B'den Hashay, there's no Miut. Kalmar, as we were at Mimar in the last few days. Now all of a sudden, Tosis pulls out a Gemara from Messiah, that in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, in a case of Isa B'den Hashay, because it's Zoychel Acherim's Machna, Tosis pulls out a Gemara from Messiah that says that there's only Schia B'den Abonim, so it's not only against the Yerushalmi, it's against the whole Tosis up to this point. So I thought, but okay, maybe in a Chanani. Maybe this Gemara B'Messiah is against, not only against the Yerushalmi, maybe we're punctuating it wrong. It's not like a separate standalone thing, Yerushalmi against Ezo Neshech. Yerushalmi is the end of a whole thing. You had Gemara Gittin, that is Chir Der Aisa, that when it's Isa B'n Hashay, he has Chir Der Aisa. Now he has Yerushalmi, then when it's Isa B'n Hashay, he has Chir Der Aisa. End of story. That's the end of one side of the ledger. Gemara Gittin, and we have a Yerushalmi, both of which say basically the same thing. Gemara Gittin built it up with a whole complicated binyan tesis that he was mechiach, that a kotlin who zeichel atzma, he zeichel acherim mideraisa, meaning medama lila meisa sheni, and so on and so forth. Now he has And it was marach about that, how you explain about Maaseh Sheni, and how does Maaseh Sheni work, and there's no Dasach Eres Makne, but it's Mufl Samach Lish, and all the Arichas around the Gemara Gittin. Bottom line is, what he could do for himself, he could do for others. And then he says, Bishalmi is also not that way. Kotin Sheish Das has a Yat of his own for himself, and it says in Yishalmi that therefore he could be played in Maaseh Sheni. So you see that there's a, that it, whatever is Isa B'Nav Shei, he has his Chiyah for others. End the side one. Then we turn over to the other side. And he says, one second, but there's more days in Eshach. In Rosh Hashanah it says that a katan, that to be zeicha for a katan, which is dasach eres machne, would say, you know, that's worse. Right now we're positive, that's called dasach eres machne. To be zeicha for a katan is isa b'nav shei, and yet it's only a schia, Rosh Hashanah, it's only a schia derabana. So the Gemara would see the chanam is against everything going before. We have Gittin plus the Yerushalmi on the one hand, on the other hand, we have the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara in Bava Metzia. And that's your place, just leaves it.
This Gemara is played out similarly in Tosfos in Suvis.
Right.
Where Tosfos at the end says, based on the Miut Gersais in the Gemara of Metzia, you can answer all of his problems in Suvis if you hold that Tzchiz Midraisa. At the beginning of the text, under the assumption that Tzchiz Midrabonim, like the Rav Yosef Nishal.
Right, okay, so let's say like that. That now Tosfos is like turning around. Up till now, we had all these rayas that Isur D'Nav Shei and Tzchiz Midraisa forgotten. And that's how Kotlin could have money also, which is the background of the whole thing. But on the other hand, there's a Marba Metzia that even when it's Isur D'Nav Shei, the Kotlin, there's no Shlichus for a Kotlin. Can't be Zaka for a Kotlin. But then I had a kasha. It's Mashmalo and Tosis. Let's say we'll read Tosis this way. But it's at least Mashmalo and Tosis that the other Girsa would be good. The Rosh Hashanah is the problem. The Rosh Hashanah is against what it says in Yerushalmi, but against what it says in Gittin, against what it's been saying in Tosis up till now. But if you have the Girsa of the Rosh Hashanah, then we're fine. Because in the Rosh Hashanah it says that a Kotlin has Schia Deraisa. Oh, Schia Deraisa. This is good. Yes, Schia Deraisa. Something with Isa B'Nav Shei, yes, Schia Deraisa. So let's think this through. So let's see, is this really true? That if we're going to be goyis in the Gemara in Ezer Neshech, that a katan has chiyah d'oraisa, so then that would be fine. That'll stim with the Yerushalmi, it'll stim with the Gemara in Gittin, that'll be good for Tosfos. A katan has chiyah d'oraisa. Why does he have chiyah d'oraisa? Because it's Isa B'Nav Shei. Something which is Isa B'Nav Shei, a katan has chiyah d'oraisa. And we'll read that into the Gemara in Gittin. Right, because even according to Yishami, even according to Gemara Gittin, everything we've said up till now, Kotlin has Chiyah when it's Isa B'Nav Shei. And we're going to say, that's Pshat Gemara Ezer Neshech. When it's Isa B'Nav Shei, then he has Chiyah D'Oraisa. That Girsu will be good. It's not really sore, but that Girsu will be good. So, number one. How would that Girsu work? The Yishami says that a Kotlin has no Shlichus, but he has Chiyah D'Oraisa. Again, it regards the Mi'ez Svar, Chiyah D'Oraisa. What's the Gemara? The Gemara does a goy have schiyah? Can you be zeicha for a goy? So the Gemara says, "How can you be zeicha for a goy? Because he has no shlichus. So if there's no shlichus, no schiyah." I said, "No, maybe not muchuch. Maybe even though he has no shlichus, maybe you could be zeicha for a goy. Maybe they have a katan. A katan has no shlichus, and yet you could be zeicha for a katan." And now here we have the Gersois, the Raisa, the Rabbanon. But let's say right now we're going to Raisa. You could be zeicha for a katan. So the Gemara said, "No, what's the comparison? Katan the osi lechal shlichus is the schiyah the Raisa." With regard to their eyes, I mean, it's for a goy who's not osi lechal shlichus, so he doesn't have even schiyah. That's the Gemara. So now we're interpreting the Gemara to mean that a kotan has schiyah because it's isa b'Nav Shei. He has schiyah for things that he could do for himself. And why does he have schiyah for things that he could do for himself? Tosfos explained to us before, Tosfos in Gittin, because that already goes into atim. The miyat of atim gam atim, there's only things that he can't do for himself. Things that he could do for himself, there's no miyat. That he goes into the atim. He's part of the atim. And therefore, he has schiyah. So, how do we read the Gemara? The Gemara says that a katan, he has no shlichus, but he has schiyah. The Gemara explains because since he's osi lechal shlichus, right? That's the back and forth. First, we say, oh, you see a katan? So maybe a guy is like a katan. A katan has no shlichus and he has schiyah. Maybe a guy also. But no, a katan might be different. He has no shlichus, but he's osi lechal shlichus. So therefore, he has zochim. Kachay kach. But it says either way. It says that a katan has no shlichus, but he does have zochim. Now, and what kind of zochim? according to the Gemara Tosfos before, according to our Gittin, the Yushami, you have to say Schiyah Deraisa. And why does he have Schiyah Deraisa? So we're saying because it's Isa B'den Afshay. We're talking about a case where it's Asachar Ismachdin, it's Isa B'den Afshay. So since it's Isa B'den Afshay, he's not, there's no Mir of Atim Gamatim, and that's why he has Schiyah. Nusa Esni Yitasha. Right. How can the Gemara say the whole point of the Gemara is that a kohen has no shlichus, but he has zochin. But now you're telling me that the case is a case where it's isa b'den afshei, and he goes into atim. So if he goes into atim and there's no miut, so then just like he should have shlichus, because if that's the whole point of Tosfos. Then he even has shlichus, so not only zochin. So how can the Gemara say shlichus lesley and zchiyah midraisa isley?
It's a ratchet.
Right. So here we can say we can invoke Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger said he is soid. If you write Rabbi Kiveger, Rabbi Kiveger said he is soid, that even according to Tosfos in Gittin, Rav Asi, and maybe Shmuel too, that when it's easier than Hashay, the Kotan has shlichus, he's not in the midst of Atim Gamatim, but there's one thing he still can't do. What was that? To be Memanish Shlich, that means Das. Also, maybe that's Chatting Bar Nezu Neshach. A Kotan has no shlichus, because we're talking about being Zoycha for a Kotan. That means somebody's doing something for the Kotan. That's a kind of shlichus. So shlichus lesley, he has no shlichus, not because of Atim Gamatim. He has no shlichus because he has no way to be Meman Shlich. But he has Shchiyo because he's still Atim, so Shchiyo in the Shchiyo with the Raisa Islay. No, we're going down the Gears of the Raisa. We're trying to make Kaim on the Gears of Shchiyo with the Raisa Islay. Because we want to let us shtim with the Tosfos before and then go on Gittin.
What are we going to say? Maran Ba Metzia says the Raisa says me the Rabban.
What?
No,
Tosfos different Gersos. That's the whole point. Is Tosfos says the Gersa Roisar Magaris Midrabbana. So according to Roisar Magaris Midrabbana, so Tosfos says that's not like everything that's gone before. But my point was, but it's mashma that if you Garis Midraisa, which is the other Gersa in Bamitzia, the Mitzvah in Bamitzia, then it does go with everything that's gone before. Then we're good. So there's a Mitzvah that Garis Midraisa. So I want to know, how's that going to work? How's that going to play out? Kilu, that side is the Tosfos before, the Tosfos in Gittin. How do they read the Gemara Mamasiyah? So Tosfos by us in Mashma, at least the way we're now interpreting Tosfos. If you go to Rizmi Darabono and then you pack off the creek, it's not like the Guri Shalmi, not like the Gemara Gittin, it's the other Nechanami, it's the other Shita. But if you go to Rizmi Daraisa, then it'll work. Then it'll stim with everything that Tosfos has said up till now. And we'll explain it. Because if you go with me the Raisa, the Pshat is, since it's Isa B'den Afshay, it's Asachar Ismachna, it's Isa B'den Afshay, so he has Schiyah, he still doesn't have Shlichus, because Shlichus needs a Minui. But Schiyah he can have because he has Atam Gamata. So is that good in the Gemara Bamitzia? Is this still good? Is this really going to work in the Gemara Bamitzia? Let me tell you Gemara Bamitzia again, and you ask me a question. Gemara Bamitzia began, it started talking about a Goy. And the Gemara says, a Goy, you can't be Zoycha for a Goy, because a Goy has no Shlichus. It's not, you need Atam Nebis, but Atam Nebis Ashul Chacham Nebis. Says the Gemara, not a riot. Maybe a guy, even though he has no shlichos, but maybe zochin he still has. Midi davi a cotton. A cotton doesn't have shlichos, but he has zochin. So maybe a guy is the same thing. He has no shlichos, but he has zochin. So the Gemara is doicha, no, you can't compare. A cotton is different, because a cotton, even though he has no shlichos, but at least it's osi lechal shlichos. So that's why he has zochin. But a guy is never going to be even osi lechal shlichos. So he doesn't even have zochin. That's the Gemara. Now we're interpreting, why does a Kotan have Shlichus? Because it's Yisrael B'den Afshay, so he goes into Atim. And why doesn't he have Shlichus? Because Rabbi Kveger, he doesn't have a Das to be Meman HaShlich. Look, so yes, me a Kasha.
There's no point that a Goy's not in Atim.
Right, what's the comparison to a Goy? What is the Gemara want? Where is the comparison? How can the Gemara compare a Goy to a Kotan? A Goy is not in Atim, is outside of Atim Gam Atim. Atim Atim and Risa Afshul Chachem and Risa. He has no Shlichus, but Etzim he has no Shlichus. So of course he has no schiyah, because schiyah is mitam shlichus. A katan, we're talking about a katan who's isa b'den afshei. So he is in, he's b'chlal atem. He's not excluded by atem gam atem. He can't have shlichus for a technical reason, because he doesn't have das to be meman a shlich. But be'etzem he has shlichus. If other people want to make him a shlich, he'll be fine. Be'etzem he's in shlichus. So of course he has zochin. So what does the Gemara want? What's the comparison? And that's not the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara's teretz is that a katan is different because he's also b'chlal shlichus. I mean, forget osi l'chal shlichus. Osi l'chal shlichus. Yeah, that's a very forget osi. And what if the kotan would never be osi l'chal shlichus? He's going to be a kotan forever and ever. It would be the same thing. It would still not be like a guy, because a kotan be'etzim is atim. He can't be meman shlich. It's a technical problem. But he's be'etzim inside of atim, so that's why he has chiyah. A guy is outside of atim. So that's why he doesn't have shtichus be'etzim, so he doesn't have schir. You don't have to come out to the fact that the soul is also b'chal shtichus.
Pesing suvus is a different word than pesing given that the miut of atom isn't a mite ketanim who aren't isu b'nashik, but rather ketanim who are doing a shlichus that could have a tzad chayva. But a shlichus that has schus, ketanim are included. So maybe the same thing would be true about Goya. Goya is only his mind from shlichus, that's a tzad chayva. But not a tzad schus. That's the comparison to Gemara. And the Gemara's teretz is. But anyway.
One second. Maybe we'll read everything. Maybe. The same way. That Tosis is an alternative Tosis in Kiddushu, different flavor. But the reason why a cotton has Schia and there's no Miut of Atam Gamatim is not because Issa ben Ashe, it's a different mechanism. Because in the Miut of Atam Gamatim by a cotton is only for a Shlichus of Chayv and not for a Shlichus of Schus. Okay, so what? So calls the Achnes into the question. The Maisa, what's the difference to, what's the comparison to a Goy? A Goy doesn't have Atam Gamatim at all. A Goy is Mismai from Shlichus altogether. Otherwise, it would have Schir. A Goy is Mismai from Shlichus altogether. And a Kotan is only Mismai from Shlichus of Chayv, not from Shlichus of Schus. And that's not the Gemara's answer. The Gemara has a different answer. It's also Chav Shlichus.
Maybe the Gemara's happening is like the way they're around under such Shmuel, that he's totally Mismai from Shlichus.
Maybe what?
The Gemara's happening that he's like Goy, that he's not included in
Atam
Gamatam,
it's
like the way
we can say the Gemara holds that he's not in Atam Gamatam at all. But then that means that both Gersois are against Tosis before. The whole Mashmash of Tosis was that the Rosh Svarim, the Gersois of the Rabbanon, that's against the Yerushalmi, that's against the Gemara and Gittin, that's against everything that went up till now. But the Gersois of the Miyas Svarim, that Gersois is good. My question is, neither Gersois is good. The Tosis, everything that Tosis built up till now, Tosis and Gittin for that matter, this whole Yisoy that Kotun, when he's Isib the Nafshei, he already has Shlichos, it's not good in either, it's against the Gemara, it's altogether against the Gemara and Gittin. I'll tell you something, if you would ask me, Stamazay, you know, Tosis, according to Tosis and Gittin, how are you going to go against the Gemara and Messiah? Tyson Gittin says that a Kotlin who's Isa with an Afshay, right? Tyson Gittin holds that a Kotlin who's Isa with an Afshay has Shlichus. So how you go is in the Gemara Mitzia. The Gemara Mitzia says that a Kotlin's like a guy. Kotlin's like a guy. Either guess is wrong, I mean. How are you going to be, like I'm saying now, both guesses. If you would ask me, Stamazai, what's Tyson Gittin going to do with the Gemara Mitzia? So I would have said, he'll be Goyer's Midir Abonim. And he'll learn his Talmud a case where there's no Dasa Cheres Makhna. And therefore it's less of an Afshay. And where it's less of an Afshay, he doesn't have Schi, only with the Rabbanu. That would be fine. But if you want to be going like that, then Tosis, why does Tosis think the Gemara Mitzvah is problematic? Gemara Mitzvah is great. It's like the Yerushalmi, it's like the Gemara Gittin. The Gemara Mitzvah is talking about where there's no Das Acheres Makna. That's what I said at the beginning. That was the binyan of you. So then what does Tosis altogether see in the Gemara Mitzvah? So I thought it must be that Tosis holds that when a Gadol is Zeichet for Kodim, it's automatically Das Acheres Makna. So it's always easier with an Afshay. That's why the Gemara Mitzvah is against the Yerushalmi, and it's against the Gemara and Gittin, it's against everything. So my question is, if that's the case, then being Goyish their eyes is not going to help. Because that case is also going to be problematic. Yeah.
Miyat is different for Katan and for Goy. That for Goy,
So again, you could learn I'll just read. Rabbi Kvega Moshe has a sheet that he wants to be chaylik on the Tosfos before and the whole Mahalcha Tosfos. Rabbi Kvega's not dealing with these problems. He's not. Tosfos said Kotten doesn't have schir, there's schir mitam shlichus. Kotten doesn't have shlichus, schir mitam shlichus, Kotten doesn't have schir. That was Tosfos' original equation. You know, A equals B, B equals C. Schir mitam shlichus, Karim don't have shlichus, so Karim don't have schir. So Rabbi Kvega said he doesn't know that that follows. Karim don't have shlichus, maybe they just can't be memana shlich. But Be'etzim, they could have shlichus, they just can't be memana shlich. What Rabbi Kvega and Gittin says in their Asi, in his Tum Shani, was lesser than Hashem. So Rabbi Kvega on this on Tosfos Ksuvos in Daf Yud Aleph, Rabbi Kvega says maybe altogether, maybe Ktanim have, maybe there's no miyutim for shlichus by Ktanim. Not only by Yisav and Hashem. Stop. Maybe Ktanim have no miyut. Maybe Ktanim could be a shliach. It says anywhere not. You have a lot of gemaras that Ktanim can't be a shliach. Yeah, they can't be meman a shliach. But maybe if it's not a question of being meman a shliach, maybe Ktanim could have shlichus. And therefore, they could have zochin. Zochin is a shlichus without a mina.
I mean, that's been actually why is that any worse than must keep the toast in condition or something like that? I mean,
Maybe that's not called less of a terrorist because he'll go up to it. I don't know. But Akapadim and Kirge has this far. So we could say this in the Gemara Mitzvah, that would be fine. But Kvega says it in fact is to explain the Gemara Mitzvah. He says maybe the right gears is deraisa. Kvega's going on Tosfos Ksuvos. Tosfos Ksuvos says that Schir mitam shlichus, and since Schir mitam shlichus, time don't have Schir, and the Gemara Mitzvah you have to be gears midirabonim. So the Kvega says no, if the gears deraisa, Ktanim has shlichus, they just can't be mamam shlich. But if it's not a question of a meaning, maybe Ktanim have shlichus, and therefore it could be gears deraisa. Yeah, that's a mahalach in the Gemara Mitzvah, but it's still not like the whole Tosfos by us in the beginning. Tosfos by us assumes that Schir mitam shlichus and have don't have Schir. And the Gemara Mitzvah, Tosfos and Gittin says, is only because of Yisav and Nafshe. Now I'll tell you the truth. Again, it's getting very, very complicated. Let's go over the Chesed. Maybe let's just go over the Chesed doesn't hurt to go over the Chesed quickly. Just the steps of what we did today. I think I'm not going to do it on the board. It doesn't really lend itself to that. Just the Chesed. Tosfos asked the Kasha, he seemed to ask a steer between the Yerushalmi and the Gemara Mitzvah. Yerushalmi says Kotan has Schir, the Gemara Mitzvah says and the Gemara Mitzvah says that Kotan has no Schir. So I asked basically, what's the steer altogether? The Yisham is talking about Yisav and Nafshei, Kotan Sheish Bedas, he's Zeicher for himself, he has Schir for others. The Gemara Nezun Neshech, maybe it's talking about where it's less of a Nafshei. In case of, let's say, a Mitzir, where there's no Das Acheres Makne. So where's the steer altogether? So I said, L'chori, I have to say, that Tosfos is assuming that when a Yisrael is Zeicher for a Kotan, it's always Das Acheres Makne. So it's always Yisav and Nafshei. And therefore, he thought there's taka steer between Yishalmi and the Gemara B'Metziah. Yishalmi says that when it's Yisav ben Afshei, there is Chiyah. And the Gemara B'Metziah says that even though it's Yisav ben Afshei, there's still no Chiyah, according to Reb Svarim. Only Chiyah Midrabban. In which case, it comes out that Tosfos B'Metziah is not only against the Yishalmi, it's against what Tosfos built up, his whole superstructure that he built up from the Gemara in Gittin, that whenever it's Yisav ben Afshei, there is a Chiyah. So he said, okay, maybe not. Maybe it's not the Yerushalmi versus the Gemara Mitzvah, the Rav Sfarim in the Gemara Mitzvah. Maybe Tosfos really should be read as the Gemara in Gittin plus the Yerushalmi versus, but in the Gemara Mitzvah, if you Rav Sfarim, it's not that way. Maybe that's the way you have to read it. Then I asked, but even if you're going to say that, but it's Mashman Tosfos, that's only because you have the Rav Sfarim. But the Miyat Sfarim would be fine. If you went with the Miyat Sfarim, who are Gemara Mitzvah, that he has Chiyah Deraisa, then everything will line up. The Gemara Gittin and the Yerushalmi and the Gemara Mavitsiya, everybody's going to be on the same page. Whenever it's Yisav ben Afshei, a Kotan has Schir deraisa. In which case, the Gemara Mavitsiya is talking about a Kotan who's a case of Yisav ben Afshei. He's Yisav ben Afshei, and that's why he has Schir deraisa. So I asked, so if that's the case, so why doesn't he have Shlichus? Gemara says that he doesn't have Shlichus. So okay, so that you said before very well, Rebbe Kvegen. Can't be manishlich. But I said, but still a shver, because Gemara is medamim to a goy. Gemara says, why is a cotton? Gemara will say a goy should have the same thing. A goy should also have schir. The same way a cotton has schir, a goy should have schir. And then we'll get out of it in a technicality. Well, the cotton is just going to grow up and be a gadol, so he's better. There's no dimin altogether. A goy is not bechal atem beetsim, because not atem nebris afshuchachem nebris. A cotton is atem. He's bechal atem, because when it's isur ben asher, he goes into atem. He just can't be managed there because of technical problems and not being able to do a ma'aseh minui. So there's altogether no common ground here between an akum and a kum. So the Gemara altogether makes no sense. This is where we're holding. Now the truth is that the whole problem is because we have been assuming all along that our Tosis is working with the Tosis in Gittin. That when Tosis quoted the Gemara in Gittin, that Tanim have schiyah, they're going to have asik, Tanim do have schiyah, they could be zeichel acherim, and the Yerushalmi says that Tanim have schiyah, and so on. It's all based on the fact, like Tosfos Mamad Tzvi, what happened to Atam Gamatim, because after all, schiyah is mitav shlichos, and what happened to Atam Gamatim, and the answer was, well, isa b'dan asheh. We've been assuming that our Tosfos is also predicated on that idea of isa b'dan asheh. Certainly attractive, it's Tosfos and Gittin, and how is he going to explain it? If we were willing to throw that overboard and say that our Tosis never said a word about Yisav and Ashay after all, and that when our Tosis said that the Gemara in Gittin is mashma that a Kotan has Schiyah, it means because Schiyah lav mitam shlichus. Tanim have no shlichus, but Zochon loim shlichus fun of is different. But even though Tosis lachatchila said Schiyah mitam shlichus, and therefore Tanim can't have Schiyah. Well, then he said, but the Gemara in Gittin is mashma that Tanim do have Schiyah deraisa, meaning and Schiyah is lav mitam shlichus. And I don't know what to do with Gemara Mabasiyah about Chotzer lo yadeh, but we'll say like that. So then these problems are going to, that's a very big hit. I mean, it's very shver because Tosfos took for granted at the beginning that Schiyah is mitam shlichus, and it's not conceivable that a Kotlin should have Schiyah. But to say that when Tosfos brought the Gemara in Gittin, he meant, but the Gemara in Gittin says Fakir, that's a lot for us to be soivel. And up to now we didn't learn that way. If, though, we would be willing to learn that way, then the problems would evaporate. In the Gemara Gittin, it says that Schiyah lav mitam shlichus, and therefore Kotlin has Schiyah. And there's no chilek isa nashay, less than nashay, this doesn't have that concept at all. If we're mag tanim, we're mag tanim all the way down. And if Kotlin has Schiyah, it's because Schiyah lav mitam shlichus. So then we'll say, look, in the Gemara Gittin, it says that Tanim have Schiyah, must be Schiyah lav mitam shlichus. The Yerushalmi is mashma that Tanim have Schiyah, must be Schiyah lav mitam shlichus. But the Gemara and the Gemara Mitzvah Lefi the Miyat Svarim will say that Tanim have Schiyah, must be Schiyah is lav mitam shlichus, and Schiyah is lav mitam shlichus. But on the other hand, if the right Svarim of Mitzvah, then it's mashma that Schiyah is mitam shlichus, and Tanim don't have Schiyah, and these problems will now evaporate and go away. Yeah, if Schiyah lav mitam shlichus, why does a guy not have Schiyah? Without the Rashba talk asks. The Rashba, but when the Rashba says Schiyah lav mitam shlichus, the Rashba asks, why don't Goyim have Zohar Lom Shleil Bufon? Schiyah lav mitam shlichus. So he says, nobody. But even Schiyah needs Nosiyach, and Goyim don't even have that. So that's okay. But that's a very big hit to take, to be so able that Tosis is not so sure by us that Schiyah is mitam shlichus. And he's going altogether not like the Tosis in Gittin, and I don't know, maybe. I mean, I that's possible. That is a possible mahalach. I want to suggest something else. So maybe we're reading Tosis wrong in a different way. I'll ask you a new question. Outside of all these chishbonos. Tosis asked that Tosis, how can a Rashi say a Kotlin has Schiyah? Schiyah Midrash, it's Mashma to Tosis. What happened to Mitzvahs Chayr Shaita v'Kotlin is only Darkei Shalom. So Tosis answered Vasa Chayr's Machna. Then Tosis said, Kashi, what about Ma'aseh Sheni? The Mishnah says that Ma'arim and Ma'aseh Sheni, that a Shivka could be played in Ma'aseh Sheni. There's no Vasa Chayr's Machna. What did Tosis answer? Hufla Samachlish. the truth is that it's really, in a way, this is the Yushami's kasha. Yushami asks, how can a chotan, a shivcha, be paid a ma'aser sheni? Rabbi Yochanan said that until you may reach the Isiris, there's no kinyan deraisa. Yushami asks the kasha. And Yushami answers, kasha ish bedas, kasha im bedas, where I think Tosfos read the Yushami. So, it's very modern zach. I understand there seems to be a rule, Tosfos don't want for you to know every Yushami. Yushami's manuscripts of Yushami were not so common in Europe. There seems to be a rule. The Balei Tosfos, they're not mechuyuv necessarily. You know, if Tosfos didn't bring you Yushami, that's not a kasha. You know, how come Tosfos didn't mention that there's Yushami? But here's the Yushami that Tosfos actually brought. Now, here Tosfos actually quoted the Yushami. Kansha ish b'das, kansha ein b'das. So Tosfos knows about the Yushami. So what was Tosfos? So what was Tosfos kasha before? Tosfos the kasha. How can you be playing a Ma'aser Sheni? After all, a katan, there's no Hasakas Machne, and where's the Yad? No. So, why does he mention? One second, it's Yushami. Yushami addresses the question. And the Yushami answers, Kan Sheish Badas. We're talking about a special case, the katan Sheish Badas. So he said the whole thing, Muslim Samach Le'ish. We're talking about Muslim Samach Le'ish. And a Mufa Samach Le'ish could also be Paidim, Paidim Lacherim. What's the problem altogether? The Yishami is a Kasha. Yishami doesn't say Mufa Samach Le'ish. Yishami is the Kasha. Yishami says it's there. It's Kotin Sheish by Das. So why did Tosfos not quote that? Yeah.
Is that the same thing? Mufa Samach Le'ish is level of Das.
I don't know. Kotin Sheish by Das. The Gemara is mashmal that Rabbi Yochanan only said a Kotin has to be made Yishai Saris in order to do a Kinyan when it's Eimei Das. But if it's Yesh Midas, a Kotan could have a Kinyan there, I said. Not talking about Nadorim or Truma. If you haven't told me Kinyanim B'chal, there's a special kind of Kotan who's Yesh Midas. He has Das like a Godel. And he could be Kain in general, not only in the context of Haflon, not only by Hektish or Truma. He could be, Yishami says it's a new halacha. That a Kotan Yesh Midas has a Schia there, I said.
So it's a smash for maybe that. It's not saying
Mefirish,
but it's saying the same Indian that
Mufla. It's not the same Indian. Mufla Samalish is just a kosa by Trumas, by Hektish, by Nadarm. It's a special din. Yishami says that in general, Kosin Shesh by Das has Yad in general. Maybe I still doesn't think Yishami holds from it, but Babli holds from it. Maybe. I want to suggest that maybe Tosfos does bring it. Where does Tosfos bring it? Maybe this is what Tosfos is saying. We've been reading the Tosfos. Tosfos is saying in Yishami's mashma, it's going to the global union. There's a cotton of schiyah, and you know, because is the shlichus by a cotton, and then it's against the Gemara Mitzia. Maybe we're just reading the Tosfos all wrong. Tosfos, the line before in Tosfos was just this, the fourth wide line in Tosfos, medium sized line, right? Just where we're holding in Tosfos. In time of Hech Medachtik and Begitin the Zeichel Achem, me the Poyin and Mashen Achem, but I feel the Asmel Zochi because no that's the Chayes Machne. And Michul Ma'aser Sheni, there's no Das Acheres Machne. V'yesh Loimer the Kesorim Amachshit. K'moy Shzeichel Asim Michul Ma'aser Sheni Menatayr Machmas the Mufl Sam Machlis Deraisa. K'moy Chin Zeichel Acherim Menatayr. That's where we're holding. V'ktsash Mash B'Yishami Perech Aloin D'Imu Ben Das Is Leischiyam Deraisa. D'Amin Rabbanu D'Kesin Amen Kam B'Tinik Sheish B'Das Kam B'Tinik Shein B'Das. I want to suggest that this Tosfos, this line of Tosfos, it's another teres for the question of Ma'aser Sheni. If how can the Gemara say in Gittin that Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni, the Kotan's Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni, last may be the Raisa? But you have to have, where's the Das Acheres Machne? So he had Aisa with Mufl Samach Leish. Then he says, you know what? It's in the Yushami it's Mashma. I don't know why it's only Ksas Mashma. I don't know why it's Ksas Mashma. Because that's so clear what this Teres is going on, this conscience with Das. I don't know why it's Ksas. But maybe he's saying, in the Yushami, there's a Siaxus to this question. That a cotton sheish b'das is a special case, and he could be zoichel atzmei without das acheres machne, and that's the answer from Mufus. That's the answer from Ma'aser Sheni. The sugya in Gittin is going to read as follows, up to Rav Asi said that Sorva Zorkoi, which is not Yishmei Das, it's a regular cotton, Sorva Zorkoi, he's Zeichel Atzmei, he's Zeichel Acherim, and that's the way Tosfos explained before, since the Isiv and Asheik, he was Zeichel Acherim also. And Rav Papa says, no, you can't be Zeichel, since he, even though you can be Zeichel, it's not enough Das. And Rav Papa says that you cannot be, Rav Papa says that you can't be, that Rav Papa says that no, a cotton never has a Yad to be Zeichel Acherim. So he says Tosfos, but 1 second. And then they were asked, Rasi asked and Shmuel from Maaseh Sheni. So Tosfos asked, Maaseh Sheni, where's the Zeichel Atzmei? My Maaseh Sheni is no Zeichel Atzmei, never my Zeichel Acherim. There shouldn't even be Zeichel Atzmei, there's no Das Acheris Matna. That's Maaseh Sheni deraisus. How does it work all together? So Tosfos works, it's Mufal Samach Leish. But now Tosfos is saying, no, we could answer with the Yerushalmi, that it's talking about a cotton sheesh by Das, a special precocious cotton. He has Das. Since he has Das, he's Zeuche L'Atzmai. Oh, we have to speak out, so why is it the Kash in Rav Papa? He's Zeuche L'Atzmai, so of course he was Zeuche L'Acher. He's a precocious, genius cotton who has Das like a girl. So of course he was Zeuche L'Acher. Why is it a Kash in Rav Papa? Rav Papa talking about a cotton. Rav Papa is talking about a cotton, a regular cotton. So Rav Zorka, he chayt in some achzira. Maybe this super cotton, maybe he's so of course he's Zeuche L'Acher. He's like a girl. That's not so clear. How are we going to learn the Gemara Gittin if you want to work it with your Shama? Unless we learn like the Ram, the Machlekes and Shlichos. The Machlekes are Rasi and Shmuel is in Shlichos. So that's the Gemara's Kav. Zoich L'Atzmo is because he's a genius. But how can he be a Shlich? It's a riot. The Ravasi asked to Shmuel, you hold their cotton since my Shlichos Lagamri, even when it's Isiv and Afshei. So how could he be a Shliach? Even this cotton was Yesh by Das. So I understand how he's Zoichel Atzmai. He's Poydel Atzmai, but has he Poydel Lacher? Where's the Shlichos? But that'll work if we learn like the Ran, that the Machlekes of Ashi and Shmuel is in Dine Shlichos. I didn't want to learn the Tosfos holds of it. Okay, this is one Nakuda that I'm not sure. But let's see anyway if we can work this through. So I want to say that this Yerushalmi, he's not going back to his global issue of whether a cotton has Schiyah when it's Isiv v'Nafshei. That he already established in the Gemara and Gittin, where it's Isiv v'Nafshei and cotton has Schiyah. He doesn't need a Yerushalmi for that, it's Gemara and Gittin. He's bringing the Yerushalmi, just a Hemshech of what he was talking about before, about Maaseh Sheni. How is the opinion of Maaseh Sheni? How is a cotton played in Maaseh Sheni? There's no Das Acheres Machne, so he had to answer Mufal Samach Leish. But Yerushalmi Hashma, that is that a cotton sheish b'das has a yad mudirais, and that's how he's played with the Maaseh Sheni. But that's the end of that discussion. Then he has another thing, nothing to do with Yerushalmi. Ubeizim neshich mashma the less they skiyah mudirais. This has nothing to do with Yerushalmi. This is going back to what Tosfos said in the roots, to the top of Tosfos. Tosfos said at the very beginning that if skiyah mitam shlichus, a cotton doesn't have skiyah. So he says in ubeizim neshich hasakam mashma the way. That schiyah is mitam shlichus and a cotton doesn't have schiyah. And we're talking about where it's less of an afshek. Because there's no das acheres machne. We'll say like the other side, even by a mitzia, even when a girl is zeicha for cotton, it's not called das acheres machne. And therefore, Tais is saying that in Bavitzi it's mashma, like I said at the very beginning, that there's no schiyah with rabot. There's no schiyah by less of an afshek, a regular cotton. There's no schiyah for a cotton because schiyah mitam shlichus and rois for him. He brings a raya from the rois for him to his sheet to the schiyah mitam shlichus. And this line over here about Metzias Mashma, just a raya, what he said at the very beginning, that schiyah is mitam shlichus, and in the where it's lesser but the nashay, a cotton has no schiyah. And there's no conflict here between the Yerushalmi and the Gemara about Metzias. Tosfos is bringing this Yerushalmi for one thing, it's bringing the Gemara about Metzias for something else, and they're totally unrelated to each other. These are just addressing things that occurred in Tosfos. He had an issue about Maaseh Sheni, but he has Yerushalmi about that. He had at the very beginning, it's Chitzchi Lav Mitam Shlichos. He says that's Rosh Sharm in the Gemara Mitzvah. That's the Tosfos and Ksuvos bring. It's a riot. It's Chitzchi Lav Mitam Shlichos. Nothing to do with Gittin, that's Isiv Adin Afshei, and so on and so forth. Or Adahochi, if I'm ready to do things like this. So I would say maybe Tosfos brings Yerushalmi Lagabi, the original question, how does a cotton have mammon? You know the cotton mammon. I'll say at Eisa, that's the Harris Machin is different, and maybe even he has once he's with an Ashe, maybe he can be Zeichel Acherim, and Acherim can be Zeichel Vrim, and Now he says, you know what? There's another Eisa. There's Yishami that a cotton sheish b'das could be zeichel atzmi. So that's how we could have money. Maybe it's a cotton. Maybe the pasuk's talking about a cotton sheish b'das. And again, the Gemara is for something else entirely. The flow is a little bit shabby. That's almost the Yishami, but the Gemara it belonged more at the beginning. I don't know. The Maase is interesting. I looked in Taisa Rosh. Taisa Rosh parallels the whole Taisa. But this Gemara, this Yerushalmi and the Gemara Messiah, it doesn't appear in Taisa Rosh at all. That's really a big grounds to think that it's a Gillian. Or maybe two Gillians, if we're already doing that. So maybe that's what it is. This is one Gillian, this Yerushalmi that the Kotan Sheish Badas has a Kinyan. So that takes care of the Mishnah Maase Sheni, and it takes care of Heminol and Kotan Mamayna. And then it's another Gillian, the Gemara Messiah, the Raya, the Skiel Amitav Shlichus, because Roy Sforim, Agar Eschid, the Rabbana. Maybe I'll derech there. Anyway, there's a lot of possibilities of here. Once we're going like that. Anyway, that's the main thing I wanted to work through over here. This Yerushalmi with the Gemara Messiah, what Taisa wants between the two, if we're going to learn, the Taisa asking direct from Yerushalmi onto the Gemara Messiah, that creates a lot of problems. It's hard, it's Leidomi Klal. Here it's Isiv the Nafshe, and here's Lesiv the Nafshe. And if we'll say that the Gemara Messiah is also called Isiv the Nafshe, then we create even more problems, because then it's Isiv the Nafshe, then it's Atan Gamatim. So how does it stem with the Gemara in anyway, it's a comma. It's a very big problem. If you learn that the Yishami is being brought as a steer to Gemara Messiah, if that's the Pshat in the Tosfos, the Yishami versus the Gemara Messiah. So then we're going to have to say that the Gemara Messiah is talking about Isiv the Nafshe, because otherwise they're not comparable at all. It's going to have to be Isiv the Nafshe. That's very problematic. If it's Isiv the Nafshe, then he's Bechal Atam Gam Atam. What's it mean to a God? Let's say again. So either we'll have to rewrite the whole Tosis, this Tosis not called Isiv the Nafshe, and it's not going to do a Tosis in Gittin, and we'll have to chuck all this year, and we said last few days. This Tosis is mamish unrelated to Tosis in Gittin. This Tosis is chi mitam shlichus, is not mitam shlichus, the Mara Gittin is mash mischi, la mitam shlichus, the Mara Mitzi is mash mischi, Lufi Reis Svarim, the Schia is yes mitam shlichus, but maybe there's a Nia Svarim, and we'll just ignore it, we'll just, you know, go with that mahalach. Or what I'm suggesting now at the end is maybe this Yerushalmi and this Gemara Mitzi, they're not being brought for the issue of Yisrael Nafshe at all, they're not being brought then as an opposition to each other, it's two, maybe Gilgamesh even, Tosfos doesn't even have it. Two separate points. One point is in Yerushalmi smash with the cotton sheish b'das could be zeicher for himself. And that's again, first of all, the question: how could a cotton that moment? Is it God? Is it cotton sheish b'das? And number two, it's again the pshat in what Yerushalmi is talking about, pshat in the Mishnah Maase Sheni. That to be paid to Maase Sheni, a cotton sheish b'das. Maybe she's a shivcha sheish b'das. That's if she's able to be paid to the Maase Sheni. That's what it says in Yerushalmi. And the Gemara Mitzvah is being brought as a point on its own. It's not Isiv v'Nafshe. It's less of the Nafshe. Boshim Shalom there. It's less of Nafshe. It's not an Atam Gam Atam. There's no, it's not talking about Das Acheres Machne, it's talking about a cotton like a guy where there's no Atam Gamatam. He's outside of Atam Gamatam. It's less of a Nashay, there's no Das Acheres Machne. And he's just bringing the word that Roy Swarm and Mamasiyah Gares that a cotton has no Schia because Schia Mitam Shlichos. And that's like I said at the very beginning. He's not talking about Isiv the Nashay, that was the word Gitan, we're not going back to that. Just on the fundamental point at the very beginning, Schia Mitam Shlichos, says Tosfos, I have a Gemara Mamasiyah as well. Which is not so terrible, because elsewhere Tosfos quotes this Gemara Mitzvah, the Reis Svarim, as a Raya that's Chiyas Lav Mitam Shlichus. That's all he's doing over here, not doing anything else. And it's absolutely nothing to do with Yerushalmi. I think that might be the emes. Okay, we'll stop here. The plan going forward is like this. The Tosfos about a taina for a cotton. That part, I don't think I'm going to say anything about. But the bottom of Tosfos is about the sugya of ger cotton. That's obviously a whole sugya all by itself, ger cotton. And the Tosfos over here has very big chidushim in the sugya of ger cotton, not like Tosfos in Sukkot. So I think that probably is worth, if we're here, that's probably worth doing. So I think the plan is, maybe I won't say shir tomorrow, so I'll give you a chance to get into it and to do the sugya of ger cotton, sugya snafid al, sugya of ger cotton, more action Tosfos, a little bit of shining. And then see how Tosfos over there deals with ger cotton. And then we'll come back to Tosfos over here. We'll go through that, and then we'll come back to Tosfos over here. And Tosfos over here is very, very mechudush, very hard to understand, very radical things. But first, we'll see the regular shot of Tosfos and the Yishayim over there in Ksuvos, and then we'll come back here. But I think tomorrow I'm going to give you data to get in, and we also have data to get into that. Okay,
Rabbi.